Kaylin, Kaylan, Fountain, Fountain, 11-2405. Chief complaint, I don't feel well. Number two, dizzy. Next number, fever. Next number is chills. Next number is headache. Next number is this happened today at school. I felt so bad that they sent me home and have me come to the doctor. This is a 17-year-old young lady. She's a junior in high school. She wants to become a cosmetologist. Period. And paragraph, she doesn't use drugs. She doesn't use alcohol. She lives at home with her mom, period. Last period was a month ago. Allergy and medical problems negative. Except for history of asthma. As a child, she had a heart murmur. Surgical problem negative. Medications none. Family history none. Contributory COVID immunization none. Childhood immunization up to date. No smoking to exposure. No smoking exposure at home. She weighs 130 pounds. No significant change. 98%, 98.2, 16, 81, 100 over 70. Heart positive, some positive, 2 over 6. Systolic exertion murmur noted. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. There's lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Skin shows no rash. Neurological non-focal. Epigastric tendinitis noted. Assessment number one, as far as the lymphadenopathy in the neck is concerned, I checked for a monoscreen. I'm going to treat her for amoxicillin for pharyngitis. Flu test is negative. Strep test is negative. Next number, because of nausea, we did a UPT, which was negative. We did a urinalysis, which was negative. We did a flu A, flu B, which was negative. We also did a ultrasound of her abdomen to make sure she doesn't have any gallstones. She did not. Her spleen looks normal. Her kidney looks normal. Because of her dizziness, we looked at her neck, looked at her carotid ultrasound, which was negative. Because of her severe lymphadenopathy, we made sure this wasn't coming from her thyroid. It's not. Thyroid is normal. No cysts noted, but she does have copious lymphadenopathy. Because of her history of heart murmur, we did an echocardiogram, which was very normal. Next number, patient was treated with amoxil, Zofran at home. Next number, CBC, CMP, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, mono, B12 level done. Next number is come back in 3 days. Next number is if it develops fever, chills, or further symptoms to call me. Next number is we'll add Pepcid at home for nausea in case she has slight gastritis. Next number, findings discussed with mom at length before leaving the office. Thank you.